This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed.
We are the good dayers. Right, Jay? You, after Jay, on Jay's business card, she has Jay Kirshner, comma, good dayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I have that on my card.
Fancy font.
Yes, the fancy fonters. Fancy, fancy fonters. Hello. How may we make your day better? How may we bring you up to date on what's going on? The good, which is the important inspiration for Good Day Show, the good, the bad, the ugly, up is all of that. And our thoughts, I'm into thoughts, big time into thoughts today. Not that I'm not usually into big thoughts in a big way. I have extolled the value and virtue of the perfection that is the universe, even though it seems some of the stories I tell are contrary to that philosophy. And whether I should just forget about that, hard to do that in this arena, because many of the stations, we've been off on a toot this week about AM, and last week too, about the fate of AM radio, and how some of the car manufacturers, mostly Ford, are saying up yours to people who want to have an AM radio in their car or their truck. So in that sense, I've been consistent talking about it because I feel very strongly about it. I also feel very strongly about the things that we can do something about and some of the things we can't do anything about, but yet, because many of the stations, if not most of the stations that carry this program, certainly on the AM band, are news talk stations that have other hosts that are right of center, I feel like I need to be in sync to a point, not lockstep, but in sync with some of the stories that they will talk about in other portions of their broadcast day at the station. So, here we are with the overview of certain things. So I do understand certain things done in a certain way, in certain places, with certain ingredients, there's going to be a certainty of what's produced from it. Right? A certain result. So it's being clear on what I want to express versus what I feel like I need to express. Do you understand the difference between the two things?
Mm-hmm.
I may look askance or sound like I'm looking askance at some of these things, like somebody was on me because of what I said about Clarence Thomas the other day. I feel very strongly about it. And so we're still hopefully living in a free country, even though some people are browbeaten and they're bullied and they pushed around on social media and other circumstances because it may not be what somebody believes. You know, it's not just social media either. To wit, what goes on college campuses, most of them are left of center in their thinking. The profs are, the people that run them are. So when somebody comes, I'm trying to think of the most recent example. There was a right-winger who showed up to give a speech on a campus, and he got booed off or sent off, never really gave his speech.
Oh,
I know that happened. Do you remember that? That was
I do not recall this.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of where I'm at. You understand that I may not buy into all the things that are said, but I feel like I have to be respectful to the stations to a point and tell you some of the things that may or may not be discussed in the same way that I discuss them, but they're still to be discussed. And I'll give you an example of that. In Ohio this week, Republicans are holding hearings for a number of bills that are intended to block an abortion rights ballot measure from getting onto the ballot in November. This is because they know, in my mind, Ohioans will pass it. It's pretty transparent. The response to the results of the elections last year, abortion rights won in all five states where it was put to a vote. So I guess my first thought is, how dare you? There was a hearing yesterday in Cincinnati, and Laura, where I was on the air for a couple of years at WCKY, I feel like I know Cincinnati, got the pulse of Cincinnati to a point. So this lady, Laura Streitman, who is head of the Right to Life group, addressed the case of a 10-year-old rape victim. This is a little starchy, so I warn you about this a little bit before I go into it. I'm not going to go any more. I mean, you got the picture. She's raped, and she's 10 years old, and she gets pregnant. So she was forced to travel to Indiana because Ohio's ban doesn't include a rape exception. So a 10-year-old body, and you don't want her to have an abortion. You don't want her. Her body's not designed at that age to carry life. So how do you get into a place where your head is so screwed up that you can't understand a biological fact? And where's the guy who raped her? I want to know what happened to him as well.
Well,
but anyway,
Ashley Judd has been very vocal on her own personal experience, the actress, about in Kentucky and Tennessee, where she had been raped more than once, and she was saying that if it had ended in a pregnancy, it is a, not only would she have had the baby, but she would have had to co-parent with her rapist, because the rapist would have also had parental rights.
Who thinks of this stuff? Who thinks this is right? For me to be objective about this, I cannot tell you that I think there's anything about this that is right, just, or makes any sense. And so maybe these people just don't get it, or they're so steeped in their beliefs that they become unreasonable, unthinking, unhappy. I don't get how you think a 10-year-old who's raped and gets pregnant doesn't deserve to have a life. And she will not have a life, because she'll probably die if the child gets to the point where there's childbirth. Now you can say, well, back 300,000 years ago, when people only lived to be 30, they all got pregnant when they were 10 and 12 and had babies and yada, yada, yada. Well, maybe that's true, but that doesn't mean it works right now. But since I can hear this woman, because Cincinnati is not filled, but there are plenty of people in Cincinnati. Remember I told you the first day I went on the air in Cincinnati? It was July of 1988. I remember it like it was yesterday. So I get hired. I was supposed to go to Detroit, and the job fell apart. So the guy up there sent me down to Cincinnati to work for another station in the group. And so I did, and it was fun. But it wasn't at the beginning, because I didn't quite understand how people think. Even though my mother was Midwestern and I spent a lot of time in Illinois, I didn't get. Cincinnati is like on an island all its own. And so I went on the air and started to talk about me, where I came from, what I thought about being in Cincinnati. I was excited for the opportunity, and first call I take, about 24 minutes into the program, the guy says, "You Boston bastard, get back on a plane and get out of here. You don't belong here. You liberal Boston bastard." That was it. So how do people come to all of this stuff? Is it because of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is it because of your parents? Is it because of what?
Well, yeah, it's definitely learned and adapted. It's nobody's born with hate in their heart.
You would know. That's why I was talking earlier about how perfect things are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of our friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, top Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee, speaking with the representative from Georgia after she called the Department of Homeland Security Secretary a liar during a hearing yesterday. I shouldn't laugh, but I can just see her doing it. So the chairman of the committee is Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee. He barred Ms. Green from talking during the meeting. She unleashed a tirade against the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. After the migrant situation down at the border, she said, is uncontrollable. And, yeah, that's true. She accused one of the members of the committee, Eric Swalwell, of having a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy. She's amazing. She's a piece of work, man. She is. Whether it's for... But does she really believe all this? I'm beginning to think that she kind of really does.
Well, yeah. Why? She wouldn't say it. She wouldn't push so hard. Stand behind it.
She's pretty theatrical. And so anyway, She's, I remember looking into her eyes when I saw her at the airport.
Did you lose yourself in them?
No, well, I find her an interesting, a fascinating character. I just do. I mean, even though she's a bombastic, kind of a, out of control. But when you go that far, it was kind of like she booed Biden during the State of the Union and her thumbs down in that wild white out, that white, she looked like she had just come from a tour of some places in town that you probably wouldn't want to visit. All right, now we're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's talk about DiFi for a second and see what the heck is going on there. Those of you who are aware, Dianne Feinstein, absent from her job as a senator, and so the Democratic Party's agenda is being sort of KO'd, at least as far as the Judicial Committee is concerned. And a lot of people say that things are stalled. President Biden can't get his stuff done. The Republicans are bad guys because they control the House, and now they're trying to control the Senate, even though they're not in charge, yada, 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 yada. So the health that she, that's one of the reasons there needs to be kind of a rule, and there isn't, as to, she's 89 and that's no crime, but she doesn't, she's ill.
Yeah,
she's got shingles and she's got other stuff that's wrong. And so, yeah, I get that she's not, she can't be there, but why would you think there ought to be an exception and you put somebody else on that committee that's a Democrat to try to figure out how to get these court, the appointments that Biden has put in, get them approved? I've looked at a list. Some of these are for district courts. Some of them are appeal courts, circuit courts, that sort of thing. And they have, shall we say, less than an objective view. There are 20 nominees here, and at least 9 of them are radical, in my estimation. So, again, we're back to, is this the Republicans' way of keeping them? It's, but they're, I don't believe their motivation is pure. I think it's just political. I would like to see a pure motivation, that is to get people on the courts that have a, that are objective and not political. And that's really, I've been off on this toot for a while and seem to be getting more to it because we have more and more of this stuff to deal with all the time. All right, 18 after, this is Good Day.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming up in the next half hour, how you can get yourself organized into a nude cruise this winter. But first, see, that's the danger of looking around on Facebook and Instagram and some of the other places. I saw this. All right, I don't want to spoil the story. We'll get to it in the next half hour. Here we are. Speaking of Facebook, here we go, boys and girls, as we look at the parent company, Meta. You say Meta, I'll say Meta. You say Meta, I'll say, what is, well,
we'll call the whole thing off.
Yeah, right. Well, they're calling it off for 10,000 employees. Another round of job cuts. These people just don't get it. The reason that there are fewer people using Facebook is because they've screwed it up.
Yeah.
And so Zuckerberg and his tribe are screwing around with this. They keep screwing with it. People leave it. I don't use it anywhere near as much as I used to. So that's why they don't need all of these people. It's a direct result. You can draw a direct line, connect the dots, boys and girls, to the things that they're doing to screw up. It's like they were suicidal. Okay, I made all my money now. I've got $5 billion, so let's go. Let's see what we can do to screw this up. Anyway,
Zuckerberg. Makes me wonder because Meta owns Instagram as well. And I know a lot of people who have used social media professionally and they have ditched Facebook because they have just said it is not worth it anymore. Their algorithm is trash.
Very good.
You and I discuss a lot of times, Doug, where they keep changing things, like leave well enough alone. And so then they just decide, you know what, we're going to only focus on Instagram, but Meta owns Instagram. It is only a matter of time before they start messing with that too. Yeah.
Yep. Right, exactly. So anyway, Meta stock has gone down like a rock. I think it's off by $2 billion or something. So anyway, if those of you who think it's going to change, it's going to be better again, I wouldn't hold my breath. All right, here's something else that has a real stink to it when it comes to social media. The story, again, we've spent a lot of time in Ohio in this hour. A 13-year-old has died after attempting a Benadryl challenge that's all over TikTok. Another reason to screw the people that are in TikTok. So this is for TikTok users taking large amounts of Benadryl, a contest to see who can get high.
Yeah.
What in the world? Where are the parents? This is a 13-year-old kid. Where are the parents? And why does he have, how does he get Benadryl. Can a 13-year-old go into a drugstore and buy Benadryl?
No, but how many homes have Benadryl already in it? Because it's just it's an allergy medicine, and people, without even thinking, just have Benadryl in very easy access.
The challenge was to take 12 to 14 pills. And so this kid took them, and apparently they did a brain scan of him, right? And his brain was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a youngster that enjoyed listening to music. He liked to play games, hang out with his friends. But you can see in the obituary what happened to him.
Yeah.
They started a GoFundMe page to try to help, you know, with expenses and that sort of thing. Well, what a complete waste.
A lot of young kids do not understand the dangers of situations like this. How many years ago was it the Tide Pod Challenge where people were eating Tide Pods?
That was last year, wasn't it? I don't think it was last year.
It was
further back than that?
Ago. Yes,
yeah. Was it? Okay.
But people were eating Tide Pods to see who could handle it, and people were getting sick because those chemicals are not supposed to be inside the human body.
So if TikTok, the people at TikTok say, well, we strictly prohibit and remove content that promotes dangerous behavior, where the hell were you when it came to this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Never seen this type of content before. Yeah, okay. Your job, they say they have 40,000 safety professionals to work on removing violations of their guidelines. Well, somebody was really asleep at the switch on this one. Because this 13-year-old kid is D-E-A-D dead because of TikTok. Get rid of it. 28 past the hour.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless, pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS special agent said to be involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden is seeking whistleblower protections and wants to provide evidence of illegal activities about the probe to Congress. Attorney Mark Lytle.
My client wants to come forward. He's not a political person. He's not a social media person. He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico have been dropped. Prosecutor Jason Lewis and Carrie Morrissey say the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day,
dear.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. That music, I wanted to establish a thought pattern with the music, and I'm not sure. It could be the Marjorie Taylor Greene theme song. Are you thinking at the moment? Hopefully you are. It's a good day program. Yeah. Jay Kirshner is always thinking. So am I. I think James is getting trained well into thinking. Don't you think, Jay? Sort of coming around to thinking. Not that he has to think the way that we think, but just think.
You taught me how to think. That's what it is.
No, you have to think. You have to know how. Yeah, not what to think.
You were so ready to correct me. You didn't even hear what you said.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so what are you thinking about right now? Maybe that's the question. I just had a nice bunch of grapes And I was thinking about how good they tasted. That was what I was thinking, actually. Yep. I can't feed them to Daisy.
Yeah, they're can't bad give for dogs. So
grapes and
delicious
raisins
for us,
and stuff.
Though.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, a good healthy meal is something that we get a lot of pleasure, especially great desserts. Don't you get a lot of, I think about the stuff sometimes at the end of the day, if I've had a busy day, I eat because I have to, not because I want to, most of the time. It's more fun. I've found my partner in this development that we're doing. He and I are becoming good friends. I like his company. I enjoy the conversation we have. We don't always agree on everything, but we are understanding of each other, and he's a great cook, and he had a guy over, we were talking business last night, and he made a good chicken soup. And I've gotten to the point where I really look forward to having a bowl of his chicken soup. That's what I was thinking about, frankly.
Nice.
Yeah. And then afterwards, a chocolate-covered pretzel. I've become very engaged in that sort of thing. Chocolate-covered pretzels, chocolate-covered this, chocolate-covered that. Especially, mm-hmm. My old belief, or my consistent belief, is that milk chocolate is much better than dark chocolate. And apparently, for probably not all of the right reasons, now it looks like dark chocolate is something you should stay away from.
Yeah. So it has the antioxidants and the health benefits, unfortunately. There are some other things that are just not great.
Like charred and steel pieces, little filings and stuff. Lead. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Well, it's just found in cacao, but the higher levels, yeah.
Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now, Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it. Down on Singer Island, that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young, thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are, fat,
visually unappealing.
Oh,
not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old and I don't know, maybe. Is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company or the fact that I just think she looks kind of
aesthetically appealing?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between
you and the seat?
Sitting and whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I gross myself out.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat. The big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that will go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. Rah, rah, shish, kum, bah. Okay, here's the latest from China. And it's not about TikTok, and it's not about them going into Taiwan. It's about a big hospital fire where 29 people died because of the way they run things in China. People tying sheets together to escape from the fire. Dozens of patients in this burning building trying to get out. Apparently, some people just couldn't get out. So the death toll rises, and how are we going to know? We're not going to know what the cause was. It's probably not important. What's important is the footage shows how difficult it is. This sort of reminds me of that fire in the nightclub in New York a number of years ago where all the doors were locked from the outside, chains around them. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, the arson, the massacre.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what this feels like. All right, let's go to our friends in Florida who are still arguing about the so-called don't say gay rule now apparently...
Also known as the Parental Rights in Education Bill.
Yes. Is that the better handle on it, parental rights?
That's just what it's actually called. But then don't say gay is what a lot of opposers have been calling it. And this was mainly in elementary schools. And it is that parents should have the right to say or determine when and how to introduce conversations and LGBTQ topics and all of that stuff with their children. But now it's expanding into high school. And I totally get it in the sense of elementary school kids. In terms of, we shouldn't be talking about anything of a sexual nature. Just let kids be kids. They don't need to think about anybody being attracted to anybody, whether straight or not. Just let them be kids. Don't even put any of that in their minds. Let them be who they are and play because they're children. They shouldn't have to worry about all of this stuff. But now it's going into high school. It's being pushed up until the 12th grade where it's like, okay, that's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm. It's exasperating, isn't it, huh? When you get right down to it. So how does this affect you? I wouldn't want these kind of conversations, never mind about gay, but just sexual orientation stuff or anything about sex at that in the earlier K through junior high school. Junior high school, you should start learning about your body, how it functions, but why would there have to be a reference to LGBTQ or other stuff. I don't know why you need to do that. You need to, however, understand or have your children understand or your students understand what's going on in their bodies because they don't necessarily understand.
And, the hormones are raging come high school.
Oh, my God.
And
junior
that
high
conversation
school?
Should be an open door.
Right.
Absolutely. Let students of that age group definitely know what's going on and explain to them certain things about what they're feeling, because don't just leave them in a corner. Like,
no.
You'll figure it out yourself.
Frustrating. Yeah, right. No, not a good idea. While we're in Florida, Donald Trump and some of his friends are criticizing Ron DeSantis. Of course, you knew this was going to happen. Let's take some shots at DeSantis because of his feud with Disney. Trump says, I'm pro-business. And apparently DeSantis is not pro-business. I'm for small government. Apparently DeSantis is not for small government. He wants big government to overtake companies like Disney. And you know, he might have something there. I'm not a Disney. I don't like Disney. I don't like the company. I don't like the structure. I don't like anything about Disney. I think the more entertainment stuff they control, the less I like it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't like people like DeSantis trying to control stuff that I don't see anybody being hurt by this. I see this as a power play. I think DeSantis in this way is like, what's his face in New York trying to chase Trump down? It's just grandstanding, getting attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take on Disney. Yeah, okay, so what? What do you get out of that except more press, and that's perhaps what he's looking at. What do you think? 48 after, this is Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At 53 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Health segment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his perch at Lake Cardiology down in Mildura, Florida. I always encourage people to find out more about Ken and to see if going to see him is something that will help you. I'm sure that there are lots of different things going on in your body that Ken can evaluate, not just your heart and circulation. So check it out, 352-735-1400. That's the number for the office. If you have a question for Dr. Ken, which is what this portion of the program is all about, you can dial up 855-999-3684 for the question. 855-999-3684. This is not a typical question, but I kind of got a kick out of this guy calling with this question for you, Ken.
I'm going to get the spelling of Dr. Ken's last name. Let me know the spelling of Dr. Ken's last name. And thank you. We listen every Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know. I just got a kick out of that. K-R-O-N, madam. K-R-O-N-H-A-U-S. That's how you spell Dr. Ken's last name, Kronhaus, K-R-O-N.
Isn't that a sweet woman? And that's a question that we can easily answer. Can we give out the number if people want to call and
more.
Ask us a question?
Yeah. 855, I'll do it again, 855-999-3684. That's the number for questions for Dr. Ken. All right,
and
they should
call on Wednesdays between 9 and 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you can do that. Yep, we take it live or recorded. Sometimes we're recorded, but 9 to 10 Eastern on Wednesday puts you on the air with Dr. Ken directly, rather than just having the
voice. Or any time and you record it.
Yeah, exactly. Either of those two things. All right, let's get to a couple of questions here. We were talking about vaccines on the Good Day Health program, and I wanted to ask about a new Moderna Merck vaccine. It supposedly cuts skin cancer recurrence. I think earlier in our discussions, we were talking about ways of cutting skin cancer with vitamin D. So what's this all about? Is this for people who have it already? Or what do we do with this info?
Exactly. Great job keeping up, Doug. This is about, this is such big hope, but it's not yet ready. This is still in research, but it's getting close. This was a phase two trial, and it usually takes to phase three till we're really serious about getting this out to the public. But this was a very encouraging phase two trial trying to prevent recurrence of melanoma, this horrible, deadly skin cancer, because many melanomas are treated effectively initially, and you think you're over the hump and you're going to be doing well, and then it comes back. Mm-hmm. So the risk of recurrence of deadly skin cancer is reduced by nearly half when patients are treated with an mRNA vaccine. This is the kind of technology that was been used for the COVID vaccine, developed by Moderna and Merck, and the immunotherapy Keytruda. This is the drug that Jimmy Carter has successfully used for his cancer to suppress and get rid of his brain cancer and live much longer than would have been expected. So 44% of patients who received the combination therapy reduced the risk of recurrence compared to those who only received the Merck-developed Keytruda. This is a phase two trial, but great hope for those with treated melanoma hoping for no recurrence.
All right. Is it true that focusing on pets can help people quit smoking? I thought that was pretty interesting. That came across my desk. Having a pet and taking care of a pet, having a pet around, can it help you quit smoking? It seems like a novel approach, but if it works, hooray, right?
Well, if we're going to talk about pets and health, that's an interesting area, and, you know, probably will make put smiles on some people's faces, but, you know, it might get people maybe a little bit upset because animals, our pets, can make us healthy for many reasons, but they also can make us ill for other reasons. So this is an area, you know, we could be talking about zoonosis, which is illnesses that come from animals to humans. We could spend a lot of time on it, but for many, many reasons, our pets keep us healthy. But then there are other reasons that you may want to talk to your veterinarians, what we need to do to protect ourselves so we don't get illness from our pets.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a two-way street, in other words. That's what Ken's saying. All right. Check it out. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.